Good morning. Dr. Stan dictating a 6-minute walk test on Joan Yates, Yaros, Y-A-R-O-S. This goes to Carrie Waters, comma, PA. On 12/3/24, Mrs. Yaros performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 96%, period. The patient walked 357 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Gloria Berman. This goes to Goshen Medical on 12/3/24. Mrs. Berman performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 95%, period. The patient walked 286 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. The paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. Galthier on 12/3/24. Mr. Stern performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the OH of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there's a severe degree of obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. It was a good response to bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction, period, compared to a prior study dated 9/3/24. There's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Peter Smith. This goes to Dr. Strickland on 12/3/24. Mr. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 11/29/23. There's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Burr. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 12/3/24, Mr. Burr performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/13/24, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, DeBlois, D-E, capital B-L-O-I-S. This goes to Jennifer Stakens, comma, F-N-P. On 12/3/24, Mrs. DeBlois performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/28/24, there has been improvement, period, of paragraph impression, normal study showing improvement compared to prior study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with a K, Zorich, Z-O-R-I-C-H, and this goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 12/3/24, Mrs. Zorich performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction. Compared to a prior study dated 9/12/24, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Thank you.